And can you talk about the combination of being a health professional and being someone with diabetes yourself?
Yes, that is a very interesting question. And it's having diabetes myself, having been working in it for so many years, has given me what I suppose you could call a dual insight into this condition. And I thought I knew something about diabetes, and then I found when I was diagnosed with diabetes, I didn't know anything about diabetes, and I had to start all over again. And basically, there's a journey that you go on. You go on it as a professional, but it's a different journey that you go on as someone with diabetes. And even though you may know a lot, you know nothing when you're newly diagnosed. You know nothing about your own diabetes. And that's the important thing. And the dual insight, I do feel, is really interesting. And in fact, I gave a talk at the Isle of Wight conference after I was diagnosed. And it was about this insight of now having diabetes. And, you know, that I felt changed, not changed hugely. I hope I was reasonably empathetic before. But I have to say that most of the support I've had has come from other people with diabetes, because you're really on the level and no one else, it doesn't matter how clever they are, can actually understand what it feels like to live with diabetes. And everybody has their own way of doing that. And it was because of that that it was suggested to me, and with some other people who live with diabetes and work in it, we've set up something called PROUD, which is Professionals United by Diabetes. And it's an organisation which has been kindly, mainly funded by Novo Nordisk, and we're setting up a network of professionals who live with diabetes, or they may be carers, but they work in diabetes, and it's growing. It's got about 100 members. We're setting it up as a charity, and it's very soon going to have its own website. And we've been involved in commenting on research. We've been involved in getting together narratives of people united with diabetes, professionals united by diabetes. And we've now collected, I think, 25 narratives, which have been displayed as posters in various conferences. And they may be turned into a book, or we'll certainly be posting them on the website. And the narratives are, well, obviously stories, and they're very interesting. And they demonstrate how difficult it can be for someone who works in an area like diabetes, who then gets the disease, or has a child with that disease. How do they get the support that they need? It seems to me that very often people think if you're a professional, you're working in the health service, you know it all, you get on with it. And I do think that's been my experience, and it's been the experience of other people. And certainly I'm sure we can share with you some of these narratives, which will be available on the website at some point.